నమస్కారం. ఐ వెల్కమ్ యు ఆల్ టు ఎన్పణి సత్సంగం. వీ హ్యావ్ గాట్ టుగెదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ గ్రూప్ టు డూ సమ్ సింపుల్ సర్వీసెస్ టు దిస్ సొసైటీ ఆన్ ది ఆల్మైటీ. టు డూ ఎనీథింగ్, టు థింక్ బియాండ్ అస్, టు హెల్ప్ అదర్స్. ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఫౌండేషన్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ is a prerequisite. More than knowledge, wisdom is important. So first you know something, you reflect and confirm what you have known, put it to practice, and enjoy practicing the same. This is for what we have joined here. The first step in this ladder is to gain knowledge. To do so, we have to learn the scriptures, study them. Hinduism, or with the original name Sanatana Dharma, is a large banyan tree. It has too many branches, leaves, and fruits. So one would be perplexed when he enters, when he wishes to know anything in Sanatana Dharma. He will have a plethora of options, many books, many subjects. We immediately are taken back. We shy away and we don't start reading at all. Instead, let us now finalize some preliminary studies. This would help us to gain fundamental knowledge about Sanatana Dharma. The best text is Bhagavad Gita. So any beginner in Sanatana Dharma can easily begin with Bhagavad Gita. There are many commentaries to Gita by Adishankara Bhagavatpada, by Madhvacharya, by Ramanujacharya, and many more acharyas. You can buy any text. The philosophies of Dvaita, Advaita, and Vishishtadvaita, although have some fundamental differences, they all converge in Brahman. They talk about accomplishing Brahman, enjoying Brahman. More than the subtler or the micro details of Bhagavad Gita, the macro details which we have to put to practice, they are more important. The second chapter talks about the difference between mortal body and the eternal Atman. This chapter is very vital for us. Till the moment we construe that this body and Atman are one and the same, we would not be interested in the study of Brahman. So, the initial, the truth that we must catch is how to differentiate between body and Atma. This is in detail dealt in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So please read Bhagavad Gita chapter 2 to begin with. Certain tips when you begin. You may find it difficult or not even understand certain concepts that are explained. Do not worry about them. Just go through the verses where you understand well. Put them to little practice. You will feel the magic. Once you start practicing little aspects of Bhagavad Gita, then Bhagavan turns towards us. He lends a helping hand. Here is a jiva who has taken the first step towards me. So I should help him. Then we slowly start understanding the other verses which were difficult initially. But commonly what we do is, the moment we stumble upon a verse where we do not understand, we stop reading. Please don't do that. Even when you attended school or college, we did not understand many subjects, many chapters. That's why the examiners give you a choice of questions. They ask you 5 and they want you to write only 3 out of 5. Why? They know that we have not understood all the chapters. But still, we passed out, we got a job, we are living well. So just think the same here too. Just because you do not understand some verses, some passages, don't shy away. Continue with whatever you are able to understand. There are many beautiful verses which talk about bhakti in 7th and 9th chapter. They will really make you believe what Krishna is talking about. Have faith in it. His great form, Vishwarupa, is described in 11th chapter. That will make you realize the supremacy of Lord Krishna. So once you slowly go through Bhagavad Gita, you will have a fair knowledge about what the Sharira is about, why are we created, why was I born, what is the mission of my birth, what should be my goal. These are very important questions in spirituality. So Gita will make you understand these things. Next are the Upanishads. Many of us would know Taittiriya Upanishad. It's very good to read. But more than that, important passages that really appeal to us are found in Mundaka Upanishad and Katha Upanishad. So if you find a good book, let it be in Tamil or English, whichever you are comfortable with. Since Mundaka Upanishad is also quite small in size, it's not too big, that will be a very good reading for you all. So these two in Sanskrit. Similarly, we will be able to generate bhakti. We will be able to develop on bhakti only if you listen to the glorious pastimes and stories of Sri Krishna. So if you go through certain chapters, cantos in Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam, that would tell us, that would give us an insight on the pastimes of many avatars. We will know why this world was created, how was it created, the scientific proof for existence of many loka. These all will be very interesting to us. So the third step would be to read Srimad Bhagavatam. If you are a Tamil lover, then Andal's Thiruppavai would be a great course. Since we are fast approaching Margadi month, the month of Andal and Thiruppavai, I suggest that you all read one verse, one pasharam a day. Fortunately, there are many commentaries today, although the original ones are by Periva Chan Pillai and Azhagimanavala Perumal Nayanar, many have written and translated. They are all available in the web. So you can go through one passage a day, one pasharam a day. That will really make us understand how Andal was longing for spiritual union with Sri Krishna. Such a tender age, born as a female, born in Shivalliputtur, how great she has transformed herself. You will know more about Vedanta and Tamil Vedanta through Thiruppavai. So these are all certain suggestions for how to start with, how can we begin with. Don't get into difficult verses. If you go to Thirumangayalvar's Periya Thirumuli or certain decades from Nammalvar's Thiruvayamuli, they are all too long. You will find it difficult. So let's keep away. We can choose small couplets, small stanzas and read them. Some portion to be by-hearted. Some we must go through some rote learning so that we feel at ease. We feel comfortable and happy reciting these verses by heart without seeing the book. If you are able to do that, you will feel that enjoyment. You will feel that joy in you. These are certain suggestions which I wanted to give you. We will add further.
Namaskaram. This audio broadcast is brought to you by Sri Velukudi Krishnan Swami. To receive this broadcast every day in your mobile, kindly save this number 944-32-19021 and send a WhatsApp SMS. Enjoy this audio broadcast every day in your mobile.